NRSC, pro-amnesty darling Mark Kelly must visit the border. By Hannah Blow on March 23, 2021. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, is calling on Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, to visit the border amid the ongoing crisis, particularly as he continues to support amnesty. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey went to his state's southern border last week. But Arizona Senator and D.C. darling Mark Kelly? He's nowhere to be found. He has refused to visit the border to witness the current crisis for himself, the NRSC said in a Tuesday press release, noting that Kelly does not need an invitation to the border but rather political courage to buck his D.C. donors who would rather ignore the border crisis. It's past time for D.C. darling Mark Kelly to visit the border and address the current crisis head-on, NRSC spokeswoman Catherine Cooksey said in a statement. After voting multiple times against common-sense border security and backing Joe Biden's amnesty and open borders agenda, it's clear that Mark Kelly is just embracing the party line from Washington Democrats, Cooksey continued. Arizonans are losing patience with his lack of courage. In January, the NRSC warned that Democrats would prioritize amnesty moving forward, listing Kelly alongside other Democrat senators, including Senators Raphael Warnock, GA, Maggie Hassan, NH, and Catherine Cortez Masto, NV, who would more than likely back progressive efforts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. A Rasmussen Report survey released this month showed that a majority of the working class opposes the left's push for mass amnesty, as Breitbart News detailed. A survey by Rasmussen Reports asked 1,000 likely U.S. voters if they supported the amnesty bills for 5 million illegal aliens. Those most opposed to the amnesties were working-class Americans most likely to compete in the labor market against cheaper foreign, often illegal, workers. About 56% of college dropouts said they opposed the amnesties, along with 54% of voters with only a high school diploma. Roughly 42% of college dropouts and those with only a high school diploma said they support the amnesties. For voters making less than $30,000 a year, about 51% oppose the amnesties while 39% support them. Swing voters, similarly, said by a 55% majority that they do not support the amnesties while 39% said otherwise. Another survey revealed that a majority of swing voting Americans blame President Biden for the current rush at the southern border, attributing it to both his rhetoric and his policies. The Democrat-led House passed two amnesty bills last week, the Dream and Promise Act and the Farm Workforce Modernization Act,